Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. It is the Saints 2025 draft preview leading you up to 6 o'clock for the Black and Gold Draft Show at the 504 Golf and Entertainment, presented by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. And Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis, this is your 24th draft, am I correct with that, for the Saints?
For the Saints.
Yep.
I wouldn't say 24 that I'm in charge of, but I've been here for 24 drafts, including the one we took Deuce.
We've seen the picture in Seattle when you were manning the phones.
Oh, gosh. That was so long. The times have changed so much. You know, every team would send a representative to the draft. You'd sit at this table just like the one right in front of us. There'd be two of us there, I guess, in case somebody had a heart attack. And then we had these, you guys might remember, they had these things that looked like helmets that were phones, right?
Yeah.
And you'd be on that phone. And it was maybe the second or third year that ESPN televised the draft, right? And the content of the show was the camera on the two guys manning the phones. Now, mind you, the two guys manning the phones had absolutely nothing to do with the decision.
No control at all.
Just
the messenger.
I'm just on the phone listening to Mike McCormick and Chuck Knox telling me, okay, here's who we're taking. Write it down. You had to write it down on a card. You had to kind of keep it close to you because someone was looking over your shoulder. You had to make sure the spelling was right and the school was right. You know, that was kind of nerve-wracking. And then you turn the card into the league runner, and then he'd run it up the table and announce the pick.
Times have changed. Times have changed a little bit.
And yes,
so,
they have.
You know, when we look at this draft for this team, I know you were able to speak and, you know, kind of outline how things have been and going forward. You know, just tell us about that process with a new head coach and where we are today and, you know, how that may change in the next 2 hours, hour and a half. It may change in the next 5 minutes.
That's right.
You know, and so the phone is steady ringing for you and your staff, the upper staff, and, you know, you'll get the blessing from, you know, Miss Benson on whatever we finally decide to do, but just that process.
Yeah, well, first of all, obviously we our coaching staff was in place later than most. So that, you know, that pushes – the process a little farther along, a little farther than you want. So you're feeling like for the last 2 months, like, we're behind. We weren't, but it felt like that. And so, you know, the first thing that you have to do is understand the differences in what we're trying to do offensively and defensively and have those coaches at each position explain exactly what we're going to be asking each of the positions to do, so that as we evaluate our scouting staff evaluates, they understand what the players are being asked to do, and we can evaluate whether those players that we're evaluating can do it. And it sounds simple. It's not as simple as it sounds. And for example, and I said this yesterday, the structure of our defense is changing. And so even some of the positions are called differently, you know, things that we might call a nickel, Brandon and his staff call that a star. And so, and the nuances of what those players do are a little different. Therefore, the traits that they're looking for are a little bit different. So we have to, you know, recalibrate the evaluations that we've done since last, you know, spring to now and adjust. And so that's a process that we go through. And then, you know, you get those grades, you start setting the board. We bring our coaches in. We get their opinions. We take a group of players and you restack them, evaluate them in the grade groups that they're in. We talk about the position values. We talk about where our roster is, and ultimately you end up with a vertical board. And we have, I think, a pretty good idea of two or three players that are going to be available to us. And we'll see what happens tonight.
Well, I wanted to, you talked about how that has changed from a defensive standpoint. Has it changed a lot offensively as well? Because you just talked about, there may have been a player that I don't want to say didn't fit, but he was a lower grade because I was looking at a different system.
Yep.
Whether that's offense or defense. And so now I had to go back and maybe look at him a little bit better just because this is what coach wants, mm-hmm. and now he fits to where another player that we were high on, he doesn't fit anymore.
Yeah, yes. I'd say the differences are a little bit more nuanced on offense. I think probably the most significant areas that, again, it's just a little bit of difference, it's not a lot different, are in the offensive line and what we're going to be asking, that front to do in terms of, how we block the run game in particular, but even the pass game. So
yeah, I mean, because as you know, in the run game, offensively, gap is still gap.
Yep.
Whether we have a head coach that likes gap, it's gap scheme, it's right. zone scheme. Whether we like outside zone or inside zone, the scheme doesn't change. And how we block it may change a little bit, but it's still gap is gap.
Yeah, and I think it comes down to more about what are we asking. The guards and the centers to do? What are we asking the tackles to do in a particular, system? And so, look, it's nuanced. It's not these significant, radical differences. It's still, blocking, tackling, catching a football. The basic skills are still the same. And a good football player is a good football player. And if you have a good one, you're going to find a way to use them, right? Regardless of the scheme. So, but there are some differences, and so we've had to get that on the table and understand it. And I think it's been really good because this staff is great at communication. They're great at defining what they're looking for, and our guys are receptive to that.
Metrics are out there. I mean, for everybody, right? It's numbers. It's information in, information out. 1,500 mm-hmm. mocks, which I know you love. But what we don't have, the only thing we don't have are the interviews, the dinners, the one-on-ones, who the guy is.
Right.
And so if I'm in a job interview, I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. But maybe is that part underestimated?
Yeah, I think it is underestimated. Thank you. I had this cough last year and I was chewing gum all over the place and got ridiculed for that, rightfully so. But it seems like I get this cough every time this time of year. So, I think the interviews and just getting to know these players, and it's more than just an interview. We've got coaches at pro days. They take them to dinner. We spend time with them. We try to ask things that are a little bit outside the box now and then just to get them out of their comfort zone and find some things that maybe they haven't rehearsed for. You're just looking to find little red flags or green flags, right? And obviously, a big part of the process is talking to trainers, coaches, academic advisors, equipment people at the schools they've been with so we can understand, the character and what makes up the player, because I pretty firmly believe that in professional sports and football in particular, we don't make a lot of mistakes relative to talent. Where guys, fail in our league and don't achieve their potential has a lot more to do with the intangible things than it has to do with the tangible things. That's absent injuries, but look, these guys are playing, Power 5 football, the majority of them. That's a high level of skill. They're talented. And so that difference between, that and coming to our league has more to do than just physical ability.
Well, I got to ask you, who are we taking at number 9, like you know right now?
We're taking Deuce McAllister.
Let me get suited up. A new body.
Hopefully he falls to us.
Yeah, a new body.
All right, Mickey, thank you as always. Best of luck. Next 3 days, man, 9 picks. Big most you've had really since I think 2015, 2016. So
yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Deuce, always good to see you.